Okay, so this is going to be the first of my audio logs for myself regarding my testing of behavioral changes of local aquatic fauna in the region of Armilla's Bend. I just want to clarify, just for legality's sake, that all research on this project is entirely personal and has nothing to do with the Addison Marine Research Center, despite me working there. So, yeah, if these are found at some point or published, I just want this as a disclaimer. So, now that we've got that out of the way, I haven't begun any sort of hands-on research, but I have begun doing background research of the sort of strange activity that's been sort of talked about. And like, everyone in town knew about it. It's all a whole bunch of weird stuff, and everyone knows the story of why it's called the Addison Marine Research Center, and also people pretty much have put one and one together and have figured out why the Marine Research Center is here in the first place. And I gotta stop talking about the Marine Research Center. Okay, so a lot of the strange activity relates to warm-blooded creatures or larger creatures that are in the ocean. Stuff like dolphins and birds and whales. And most of the testing going on at the center, which I just said I wasn't supposed to talk about, a lot of that is about the deep sea trench and the life down there, which is so, so cool, but I definitely know I shouldn't talk about it. So I'm more focusing on coastal marine life and seeing if there's any sort of changes that are going on there that could be, you know, perceived by someone that doesn't have all the right equipment and stuff. So, yeah, this, I guess, is going to be my reminder for tomorrow or probably on the weekend to try and talk to some of the local guides and see what they've noticed and maybe places to start. So, yeah.